Hello.
Yeah, sorry about that. I was using my other line. I didn't realize or hung up with you.
Okay.
She didn't answer, but I have her number. I'm going to give it to you.
Okay, what
I'm
is it?
I'm going to give you her direct line.
Okay.
Let me see. Tanisha Allison. I believe it's Tanisha because it's in my phone. It says Miss Allison, supervisor at County Assistant Office. I'm pretty sure it's her. Her direct line is 215.
Okay.
220.
Okay.
4956.
Okay. And I'll be on her.
Yep. It's
I'll be on
under
her. And what
her.
Day did you submit them?
The 10th. The 10th
February
was...
10th. The 10th was a Tuesday.
Correct.
Tuesday.
Let me see. February 10th, I see. Yep. It was submitted. But there's other stuff submitted before that. But February 5th. Wait a minute. No. I submitted stuff February 5th. 17 different things to.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I submitted stuff before. So, to. February 5th.
Okay.
Oh, no. February 5th is when I asked what was missing, to whom may concern you, both applicant and submitting his financial documents for home community-based services through Medicaid, blah, blah, blah. And I said the only active account that, all right, that, so February 5th, I emailed him and basically wanted to update.
Okay.
Then I got the information from them, and then February 10th, what they were asking for was submitted.
Okay, February
10th. So,
Tuesday.
Yep.
Okay, so they've only had 9 days.
Correct.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
And even regardless, I mean, who is this? It is, I mean, they're so slow.
So I'll just get on her to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
Because they shouldn't need anything else.
Right, they shouldn't. I mean, I got an email today from them for somebody else. Mind you, this woman has zero financial information. She doesn't have a bank account. She doesn't have an income. She doesn't have she's living with her daughter. She has nothing. I submitted that 2 weeks ago. In a letter explaining her situation. They emailed me back today, said we will review her case, and hopefully this week. There's nothing to review.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like that.
She has no financial, there's nothing to review.
Nothing. No finances and no income. So she doesn't receive any, like, gets absolutely zero. She depends on her daughter for everything. And they took them 2 weeks to respond to the email. Just to
That's
say,
crazy.
We'll review her case this week.
Yeah.
Somebody with nothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is who we deal with. So that is a direct line for the supervisor. They didn't give me who the income case manager is, but that's the supervisor.
Okay.
So whoever has the case, that's their supervisor.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, independent enrollment broker, I just got off the phone with them. They're calling first thing in the morning. They're calling now. They sent the email. But they're calling them first thing in the morning. I'm going to do the same. I'm going to call now and leave a message if there's a recording. If not, I'll call
Yeah, when you call, leave your social or case record number for Miss Allison.
Okay.
And, yeah, the enrollment broker, I mean, it's crazy that they're actually serving as an advocate for people now. Like, that's how bad the county is.
The enrollment broker, she said, what's going on? The insurance company wants to know what's going on. Everybody wants to know what's going on with the county, and the county's crying. They need my finance. What financial?
Right. Everything was sent in. They just haven't reviewed.
Right.
And, like, 4 years ago, I was getting people from the beginning, when you started with the enrollment broker, from the time you had the first conversation, I was getting people enrolled in 10 to 14 days.
Wow.
And that's how much it's changed. It goes from 10 to 14 days to, you're talking about people are taking 6 months to a year, and it's because they're literally stuck with the county assistance office for 6 months.
In the meantime, I'm getting better. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's okay. I can't start physical therapy until April 20th. So it's going to be a minute. I have to see my doctor to get released. So.
Yeah. Did the enrollment broker give you a date, the date in which the county assistant has until they can, the date they have until, like, they have a time limit. They're supposed to review your case at a by a certain date. Did they give you a specific date?
She said she's going to find out tomorrow. That's what I asked, a specific date, because there's supposed to be a time limit.
Right.
And they got to do something. I told her if I have to reapply and redo everything over, I will.
You don't want to, because then they'll just push everything back. And they'll literally put you to the back of the line.
Right.
That's another thing the county assistant's office does. They'll hold your... So your medical assistance application, that's what you did with the enrollment broker when you first started, that has a 90-day shelf life. What happens is the county assistance office will hold your documents and not review them for so long that now your medical assistance application is out of date, and then you have to do another one with the enrollment broker. The issue with that is because the county assistance office held it for so long, they also know when your medical assistance application is out of date.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Once that's out of date, they act like you never applied.
Okay.
They wanted to say anything. And then finally, like, I've got emails back for them to say, oh, I was about to review the case, but I see his MA application is out of date. What's out of date? Because y'all held it. Like, y'all didn't do anything for 3 months. So what they do is they act like you never applied. Because without a medical assistance application that's up to date, they're not even going to consider. Like, it's... To me, it's all strategic by them. They're doing that on purpose.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
All right, well, I'll call her in the morning. I'm going to call her in the morning and start hounding her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.